1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. This new year, purchase a 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub. Unlimited popcorn for only $4.95 every visit for the whole year. Because movies never tasted so good.
We will stay in criminal land. Court records say an Iowa man made a woman watch the miniseries Roots and told her it would make her better understand her racism. Robert Noy is charged in Cedar Rapids with harassment and false imprisonment. His attorney didn't immediately return a call. The miniseries was based on author Alex Haley's family history, starting with the capture and enslavement of his ancestor Kunta Kinte in Africa. The woman reported that when she tried to move, Noy told her to remain seated or he would kill her and spread her body parts across the interstate on the way to Chicago.
Ooh, yeah.
He was trying to teach her about racism and that it was bad.
Yeah.
But what movie should he see?
Boy, not Pulp Fiction.
Black Snake Moan came to me with Christina Ricci tied up.
No, he doesn't need to. No, you need to show him something where that doesn't happen.
Sound of Music?
Okay, there you go. It's better
Did
than
Django
Black.
Unchained?
No.
Well, wait a minute. He's showing the white woman racist, so
he was trying to make her unracist. But so he shouldn't be a false imprisoner.
Right,
so he
needs to be shown a movie where the bad guy
Born Free
has locked up the victim.
Where the bad guy has locked up the victim.
Well, that would be Black Snake Moan, right? Yeah.
I don't even know what Django Unchained was. It just made me think of tying somebody up, and I don't even know anything by Quentin Tarantino.
No, it's not gonna. I don't know.
That's probably how he got this way. She wasn't hurt, eventually released, but yeah, we see how that goes. Then there's a dude with the tattoo on his forehead, and it's not like Kaya Gerber's brother, the other good-looking brother, you know, the Gerber family, the Cindy Crawford children.
Oh, right.
He just got a face tattoo, and didn't Blac Chyna get a face tattoo?
I can't keep track of.
There was a rash of face tattoos.
None here.
Last week. Right, not
On
here.
This show, nobody has a face tattoo yet.
There's a 38-year-old guy named Donald Murray of Terre Haute, Indiana, allegedly led authorities in a short pursuit on February 17th, arrested a short time later, charged with several crimes. He has the words "crime pays" tattooed across his face.
Well, that's not going to look
across.
Good. That's not
across
look
the
good.
Forehead, right at the top of the hairline. You see,
there,
big,
oh, yeah.
big.
You're going to regret that so many
that's
times.
That's just tucked in a corner somewhere.
He's 38. He doesn't regret it yet.
I bet when the cops pull you over and they look at your head. You start to have a little regret. When you're sitting down at county lockup, you have a little regret.
It's not his first
in
arrest
court.
At 38. Yeah.
Can you wear a hat in court to cover that?
No, they would not let you. You're supposed to remove headwear in court.
You are.
Aren't you?
I don't know.
I don't remember seeing any headwear in any court ever.
So I can't wear a baseball cap to cover up this.
I feel like the bailiff says, please remove all head.
Ridiculous.
You know.
What if Does I, he? Okay.
Grow your bangs.
All right, forget about a hat. I'm on trial. I'm this guy. And my lawyer says, we got to do something about that tattoo on your forehead that says crime pays. That looks bad if there's a jury or
we could band-aid it up.
Can you just put some athletic tape over it, a big white strip of tape on your forehead?
You could.
And go into court? It's
so you think
hat.
The tattoo would be prejudicial?
Yes.
Well, but the guy chose to have the tattoo on his head.
I'm his lawyer. I'm the guy who's I'm trying to get.
I think in Primerica, the judge wouldn't let you do that.
You can't have tape on it.
No, but he put it on his face.
I understand.
It might be, something that helps a witness identify.
But that's why I'm here as his lawyer,
right? As his lawyer
to get the best deal.
You can put a suit on him.
Yeah.
You can put a tie on him.
Okay.
You can clean him up.
Okay.
The rest of him is as he is.
Heavy the only thing is grow the hair and hope nobody asks.
Heavy makeup?
Heavy?
A concealer?
Yeah.
No.
Is that what that's called, Gary?
A foundation, yeah.
A foundation,
a concealer.
Yeah, heavy.
Yeah, you're going to need it.
Heavy. You got to cover
like
that.
Like RuPaul
he comes
will know what
a,
to
in
wear.
In a clown makeup. With
heavy makeup. Heavy
Why?
Makeup.
No.
It's a hard no from you, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, you got to wear that in the courtroom while you're sitting there.
Because that
no
whole how long makeup thing, that can go a lot of ways.
All right.
Then we go to Louisville, Kentucky, finally, where detectives...
Answering the tough questions from that side of the room. I like that. No. No makeup, no tape, no band-aids, no hats. You You own that.
Monkey.
Yeah, that's yours.
All right. Okay. Fine.
Detective Chase McCone and Officer Nicole McCone of Elizabethtown Police Department enjoying a weekly date night February 15th at a branch of Raising Cane's restaurant. I don't know what they serve at Raising Cane. Like, what's the chain?
So they couldn't make it for Valentine's Day, but the next night.
Maybe they were both working or one working or somebody working.
For some reason, a place called Raising Cane sounds like a Cajun restaurant to me. I don't know why.
Cane is spelled like sugar cane, C-A-N-E, right?
Okay. Raising Cane. Okay.
That's not the original version.
They're calling it a fast food restaurant, too, in this article, so I don't know what if we're going to get one soon. A man wearing a surgical mask and black hooded sweater pulled low over his face is seen in surveillance video entering the popular, fried chicken restaurant and appearing to threaten staff with a gun while pointing repeatedly at the cash register. That's when repetitiveness and training kicks in, Nicole McCone tells reporters.
Oh, boy. You got two cops trying to enjoy their Valentine's dinner. Here we go. Ooh, here we go.
So great.
There's three locations in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah.
Right now.
All right, so how did this play out?
They can be seen, the couple, standing up at the same time from their back booth and brandishing their weapons. I mean, it's full-on movie scene.
Yeah.
They're like 8 feet apart, the whole nine yards, aiming their guns at the dude.
Crime stoppers.
The suspect, whom police identified as Justin Carter, is seen in the video running out of the restaurant with the couple in pursuit. They got him. He made his first appearance in court related to the case on Monday. They've been married 6 months, and they say that their church and their pastor encouraged them to have date nights.
He has a lot of tattoos as well. I think he's got a face tattoo there in the corner.
Oh, I couldn't see him with his sweatshirt and his mask
on. The bad guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, very mournful-looking eyes.
Does he really?
This sounds like a TV husband and wife
cop
show. And they
look out.
Right, and this happens while they're at dinner, and it ends with them as they roll credits. He's kneeling on the bad guy's back
while
she's got a gun to his temple.
I take care of the McCones.
Right. There's the Raising Cane's sign. It's Raising Cane's chicken fingers.
Chicken fingers, yeah, notably. Notably. Chicken fingers.
That wasn't the Bond movie, right? That was Goldfinger,
Chicken finger! The man with the deep fried touch.